expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Know that?
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Summermonts! Well.
I didn't say a word. Not a word.
Nothing came out of your yap.
Not yet. Just wait.
Yeah.
Yapper.
It's an early yapper.
You're a yap.
Today is Sunday. Can you believe it? September 2nd, 2018. My goodness. Wow. You know, I was thinking about, you know, becoming a country western singer and heading for Nashville. And I think my first hit would be Help Me Make It Through the Year. Yeah. I mean, what a year it has been. I mean, another couple of fires out there in Shasta Lake City yesterday. They put them out.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the smoke was coming from? I was wondering.
I think the current smoke that we've got is actually coming from the Hertz fire. They lit a backfire into it to stop it from where it's going, and I think that's where the smoke's coming from.
I don't even care anymore. Yeah. Like, I just walk out on the deck like, well, man.
It's starting to make people really grumpy, though.
Oh, God. You know? I'm so ready. Yeah. I'm so ready to get out of this crap. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm once again your host, Sovereign Mind Radio, on Sunday, 10 to noon. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great glass-cleaning gal.
Good morning.
Gotta and be able to see.
You gotta be able to see.
Radio, it's very important to be able to see.
That's right. Yeah, if you can't see on radio, you're not being heard.
She has to be able to get to that button, you know?
Yeah, the ninja warrior. She's a button samurai. And Red Smith, who's now in the studio with the seventh circle of a non-existent recovery, while the mainstream media prostitutes, politicians, and banksters and spun the truth. And is there any truth anymore in the tattered remnant of the old former greatness we called glory? Or old glory.
Yeah, I think we're making a comeback. We're going retro.
Retro old glory.
Retro.
Yeah, retro raggy. you can go to the chat room. I don't know if anything's going on there. I guess I could probably find out.
It's pretty quiet right
pretty
now.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archive as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. And actually, it's not Sovereign Minds anymore; it's Marky Kent. And I got two of them. One of them, the one that has been mostly Sovereign Minds, is the one that has the picture of the gal riding the horse by at the rodeo with the State of Jefferson flag right in front of Jerry Brown.
Yeah, that one.
Speaking of psychotic mental retard, I don't know. That's probably being kind. I don't want to like disparage anybody who's. Retarded.
Fair to them.
Yeah, it's not fair to those special people. We've got I don't know what's going on with this guy, you know? I mean,
it's insane.
I know.
It's totally insane.
Nobel. Good grief. Let's see. What else?
Passing legislation that allows non-citizens to serve in government posts.
Yeah.
How does that work? How can you legally even do that?
You can't.
That's what I thought.
Not legally.
This is California. They do what they want, when they want, how they want, where they want, to who they want. There's no rule of law.
Yeah, rule of law, who cares? I don't
care. Eighth Amendment? What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's see. California passes SB 100 that bans all gasoline and electricity by 2045, Agenda 21 on steroids. That's from the Need to Know News.
Yeah, I saw that. That's really scary when you think about that.
Are you freaking kidding me? Yeah,
I mean,
I bet there's a clause in there that doesn't ban it from all state officials and government agencies.
Well, of course.
Well,
they
no.
have their own little city. Don't you know that?
Back like when we had the Soviet Union, the officials were vital to the state, so they had their cars and their gasoline.
We have plenty of gas and electricity over at the Kremlin.
Yeah.
Just get back on your treadmill and go.
Shut up, peon. Go back to work.
Get on Uncle Jerry's train.
Get on bullet train to nowhere.
Right back and forth. We said to Bakersfield.
That's
shut
right.
Up.
Go to Bakersfield and shut up. Oh, boy. I mean, you can't make some of this crap up, but nonetheless, there it is.
Well, And the one that got me this last week that I've been working on was the bail thing. And what got me is how uninformed and how misunderstanding people are of the bail system and what it's about and how it works.
Right.
You know, I saw so many people celebrating California getting rid of the bail system going, oh, that's great because bail's so expensive. People can never get out of jail to defend themselves or make bail anyways. Well, in that case, your bail's excessive and a violation of the Eighth Amendment. And you should be going after it that way. And originally, what you're discussing is a bond. It's not even bail. Originally, bail was a set of conditions for your release.
Right.
But then I have a question. If your bail is that high, what are you accused of doing?
Well, the whole premise, though, is that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
That's the entire what
that's
the premise
true.
Is supposed to be. So the crime that you commit should real or accused of committing should not differentiate what your bail is because you have that presumption of innocence to begin with.
Shut up and go to Bakersfield.
Shut up and go to Bakersfield. Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be the new gulag. We are setting up camp at Bakersfield.
Well, the way they're setting it up, it's not going to make any difference because they don't arrest anybody anyway.
No,
but I mean, do people not understand how dangerous and how on the precipices that we are when you're leaving it to the judges and politicians to decide who can get in
who,
and out of
who,
jail?
Who gets to stay and who gets to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brought to you by the people that decided date rape is no longer a felony.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we put you in drive-in movie theater.
Shut up and go to Bakersfield.
In Bakersfield.
Oh, but quit picking on Bakersfield.
Next to Fresno.
We're gonna be behind the chain link in Bakersfield. Avenge me!
It's just so over the top. You just can't believe it. And then also, he's restoring voting rights of criminally convicted felons. What?
While they're in prison, correct?
Yeah.
Why they're still incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jerry Brown, along with pretty much most of the Democrats in the legislature in California, have all taken a pill. Or they're smoking that synthetic crap that turns you into a zombie.
Spice.
They want to set up a socialist state. They're doing it right in front of our very eyes. And they're doing everything they can to drive the citizenry of California out while throwing the door open to illegal aliens because they can issue them privileges that they can revoke if the population doesn't go along, instead of having to recognize their rights.
Yeah, this is AB 2466. It stems from California Justice Realignment, which led to some people being convicted of low-level felonies, like, I don't know, raping children when they're unconscious or women or something. I mean, it's not a felony. But let's just say you did something really over the top, like, oh, I don't know, mass murdered a bunch of people. The Republican lawmakers say felons should not be allowed to cast their ballots while serving a sentence, you know, but Patricia Bates, I don't know if she's any relation to Norman, Laguna Niguel, says it compromises the integrity. You know, no, she's saying it compromises the integrity. I'm sorry. It's Democratic Assemblywoman Shirley Weber of San Diego says opponents don't want certain people to vote. No caca.
No poo-poo.
Oh, the samurai, she's
hovering it over the button.
She's starting to look like Bruce Lee in a couple of movies right before he strikes. Yeah. Anyway, she says civic participation can be a critical part of reducing recidivism.
What? Wow.
Okay, so do I get this straight? Okay, let's let a bunch of criminal felony guys in prison vote so they don't come back to prison?
Oh, yeah. I get it. If I was in prison and they gave me the right to vote, I'd be like, wow, I can vote.
This changed my life.
I don't think I'll rape anymore.
It changed my life.
I saw the light.
It's just like the...
I saw the light, and it's all good. I'll be good. Just,
because my ability to vote before I got incarcerated stopped me from doing what I was doing.
It's yes.
Just like gun control. I don't want to shoot anybody anymore because they passed the law.
Yeah, they took the guns away.
So you can't shoot anybody
anymore.
I'm not going to kill anybody, and I'm going to vote because they signed a law that said
I'm going to be good now.
I shouldn't do this because I might go back to prison.
Mm-hmm.
What is...
And how did they vote? Absentee mail?
Three hots and a cot?
Three. Oh, and by the way...
What's the downside to prison now? I don't have to work. I can still vote. I can still collect my free phone, probably.
Yeah,
I can do more in prison than I can free.
Yeah. Instead of making license plates, you get to vote multiple times, too. Because, you know, you just stop by the printing shop, and they're going to probably crank those out, you know, and you get to get a list of all the people who are dead, and, keep voting.
And you have to feed me awesome food and lattes and everything else.
Oh, they have lattes, too. Starbucks is probably providing them with lattes. Although there's no In-N-Out hamburgers.
No In-N-Out.
No In-N-Out burgers.
In-N-Out.
Yeah. We don't want... Yeah. It's kind of, you know, I mean, In-N-Out sort of means fast, but it doesn't mean that you get to go out to get a hamburger to get back
in. Although in prison, I think In-N-Out means something.
No more. Too much.
Yeah, we don't want to be talking about mamas and daddies. So,
Do we want to go to the caller before we go to the break?
Let's go to the caller and then we'll...
All right. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
Unbelievable. How's it going today, Charlie?
Well, there's a whole litany of stuff, much of which you've touched on a little bit. By the way, that SB 100?
Yep.
That's to require, you know, renewables to meet 100% of a utility company's feedstock portfolio.
Yeah, this is the first time 100% renewable energy would be required.
Electricity from Shasta Dam would be outlawed.
Yeah, so it's about 100% renewable.
Because large hydro is not considered renewable.
Yeah, and this is impossible, by the way. You can't do this. I mean, it's not going to happen. You know,
since when does that ever govern the thinking in Sacramento? I mean, come on.
Is this a trick question?
They set their policy based on wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're going to represent people who don't even know what a toilet is for, then you know San Francisco.
They don't care. They don't need any electricity or gas. They have plenty of gas.
Yeah, we know where it comes from, too.
Methane.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to stick some of those methane capture bags on our politicians.
Oh, man.
That's yeah, on their face? Oh.
Do you know how close we came to nearly banning the Bible?
Well,
yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, they can ban everything they want. Nobody's gonna buy into it at this point. But it does mean that getting rid of all the backup systems as well is what I'm reading here too. And the California infrastructure will be devolving into a third world level country. Blackouts will be common. The guy who wrote this, I think, is the blogger Gary Galino. He says that he believes the goal is to collapse the state into bankruptcy. I mean, that's what he thinks.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you can incite the violence inside of the population.
And we get to have a new flag. It's kind of a bear with a red background, a star, and a hammer and sickle.
Ooh, nice.
It'll be really
retro.
It's just going to be a bear skeleton with a sickle.
And then
a long robe.
With a skeleton, with a sickle and a skull.
And we make Bakersfield the capital.
Fortunately, Bakersfield alone.
AB 2943 is dead.
Okay.
Assemblyman who introduced it decided at the very last minute to withdraw his own bill.
Which one is the AB 9? There's so many of them, I can't keep up with them. What's the AB 9?
This one would have banned. This one would it was aimed at banning so-called conversion therapy, but the way it was written, it could have banned the Bible.
Oh, right. I know which one you're talking
about. Because, I mean, some idiot from San Francisco could have said, well, you know, the Bible is a self-help material, and, you know, we have to ban those too, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they plan on coming and picking mine up personally.
Yeah. Stop on by.
Yeah. Go ahead. Stick your head in my door.
Yeah.
That's the same time he tried to get my guns.
Evan Lowe withdrew his own bill.
Well, we got to move on, Charles.
All right.
Well,
by the way, did you know that there's some Democrats in the legislature that want to have a boycott against In-N-Out?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm looking at a big frosty beverage from In-N-Out right now on my computer.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, double, all because the company gave $25,000 to the California Republican Party.
Yeah,
never mind the money they donated to a Democratic liberal leaning PAC.
Yeah, we already know.
Don't talk about that.
We already know it's not working because we went on Friday specifically to have In-N-Out Burger just because I think everybody in the world did, you know, and so that's what we need to do is have them put a ban on. Boycott on the state of Jefferson because then everybody might show up. You know, maybe
boycott something else, please.
Yeah, exactly.
What if they decided to boycott guns?
Well, every time they try to, everybody runs out.
Yeah,
they're the best sales
goes
up. The gun lobby has.
Yeah, the biggest sales pitch ever put out was by Barack Obama when he tried to ban guns. I mean, as soon as he got into office. You know, they knew exactly where he was going, and like gun sales went through the roof. They should put him on as a poster boy for gun sales out in front of the gun shops. You know, because all you have to do is look at that jerk one time, and I have to go buy a gun now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to go to a break, Charlie. So thanks for the call.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. With that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Are sewn together. It smells like conspiracy and treason. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to ReddingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Oh, well. I like that.
It's good for rock and roll.
It's old, little Fleetwood Mac, Oh Well. That's going deep into the archives.
Deep going into, back in time.
Deep into the crypt.
Okay. And it wasn't in Bakersfield.
You don't like Bakersfield. We got Siberia. Yeah, it's like we should be playing Katy Perry. It's hot when you're cold. Yeah, you can either go to place where you freeze or go to place where you die of heat exhaustion.
Hell?
Oh, yeah, well, there's that. I think that's where these guys are headed, quite frankly. You know,
shucks!
Shucky darns, as you would say. Las Vegas shooter's girlfriend may have been employed by the FBI?
No. Don't talk about Vegas. Nothing happened in Vegas.
More
nothing
strange evidence surfaces?
No,
what?
Don't ask questions.
So evidently, Mary Lou Danley, the girlfriend of Las Vegas mass shooter Stephen Paddock, worked for the FBI, according to her application for a loan. I guess they just, I mean, the mainstream media just missed that one. Huh?
Or how about the fact that the people that she was in the Philippines associating with just so happened to have ties to the groups that California Senator Leland Yee was trying to sell anti-aircraft missiles to?
Hell. No.
We have tour bus leaving for Bakersfield.
And the guns. Wasn't he selling guns, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's basically, if you look at the evidence, this guy that turned up dead in his Las Vegas hotel room was an arms dealer for somebody. And most fingers point towards he was an arms dealer for the United States government, probably through Fast and Furious.
I was just going to say, was that part of that program?
I'm reading this article, and it says the database Intelis also shows that Danley, an Australian national, worked at the FBI. This is the same Danley who admitted to law enforcement that she helped Paddock load the magazines. I guess that's not aiding or abetting or accessory. Paddock would use during the shooting. So she's helping him load the magazines. Her prints were on the ammo. Reportedly, she was visiting a family in the Philippines at the time of the shooting and set her Facebook account to private at 12:38 and then deleted it entirely at 2:46 a.m., nearly 1 hour before Paddock's name was publicly released as a suspect in the shooting. Paddock is using was using Danley's player's card the night he said to have done it. So, I mean, there's some weird crap going on here. Stay tuned. There's going to be more of something if somebody actually starts investigating.
Headline: Fast and Furious drug or Fast and Furious arms sale compromised and found out by somebody who decided to kill Paddock and then open up on the crowd as a message.
I mean, 58 people murdered. Her fingerprints are on the ammunition. I don't know. I guess that's okay.
What about the multiple videos that show gunfire from different locations that have now disappeared from the internet? Try finding them. All of those videos that we watched in the beginning that you could see there's gunfire from the lower levels and possibly even from another building. Try finding those videos now.
They're showing them on the movie screen in Bakersfield.
Yes, keep on bus. Here's Ticket to Drive-In.
Ticket to Drive-In for
me. But it's amazing how that happens with most of that stuff we've seen in the past. They just disappear.
We have re-education program for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's...
But there's no problem.
Let's go ahead and go to a real quick break, come back, and then I want to queue up this... video that I have, and this comes from SGT report, excuse me, and it explains how connecting some of the dots on the Lois Lerner thing and some of the president's problems right now, and I think it's very enlightening.
And with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the Nurse State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Yeah, there's going to be more on this whole Las Vegas shooting. You know it's coming. It might be a little while. But, I mean, who's doing the investigation on this? Is it the FBI or something? CIA?
I don't think so. Last I knew,
it was the Las Vegas sheriff who concluded nothing to see here, case closed.
Yeah, I guess there's, you know, no, it's just the lone gunman theory.
Yeah, just a nut, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some strange stuff there. Anyway, I want you to go ahead and play this, Ashley. This is from SGT Report, and I think this connects some dots that, gee, I don't think the mainstream really has done much homework on. But go ahead and play it, and let's listen to this. And this is talking about, you know.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
Connecting Some Dots by You Lone Star Believer. I'm passing this on from someone who's connecting some dots with input from sources he cannot reveal. Here's what it looks like when all the pieces are sewn together. It's like conspiracy and treason. Everyone needs to read this slowly and patiently because it's very important. From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. A grand jury had been impaneled. Governments from around the world had donated to the charity. Yet from 2001 to 2003, none of those donations to the Clinton Foundation were declared. Now you would think that an honest investigator would be able to figure this out. Sidebar, folks, our friend Charles Ortel has figured this out, and yet CNN and the Mockingbird mainstream media continue to ignore these simple facts. But back to the article. Look who took over this investigation in 2005. None other than James Comey. Coincidence? Guess who was transferred into the Internal Revenue Service to run the tax exemption branch of the IRS? None other than Lois, beyond the lookout, Lerner. Isn't that interesting? But this is all just a series of strange coincidences, right? Sidebar, guys. Q has said, do you believe in coincidences? Back to the article. Guess who ran the tax division inside the Department of Injustice from 2001 to 2005? None other than Assistant Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein. Guess who was the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation during this time frame? Another coincidence, huh? Just an anomaly in statistics and chances. It was Robert Mueller. What do all four casting characters have in common? They were all briefed and or were frontline investigators into the Clinton Foundation investigation. Another coincidence, right? Fast forward to 2009. James Comey leaves the Justice Department to go and cash in on Lockheed Martin. Hillary Clinton is running the State Department, official government businesses on her own personal email server. The Uranium One issue comes to the attention of Hillary. Like all good public servants do, supposedly looking out for America's best interests, she decides to support the decision and approve the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium to none other than the Russians. Now, you would think that this is a fairly straight-up deal. Except it wasn't. America got absolutely nothing out of it. However, prior to the sale's approval, none other than Bill Clinton goes to Moscow, gets paid $500,000 for a one-hour speech, then meets Vladimir Putin at his home for a few hours. No big deal, right? Not so fast. The FBI had a mole inside the money laundering and bribery scheme. Robert Mueller was the FBI director during this time frame. Yep. He even delivered a uranium sample to Moscow in 2009. Who was handling that case within the Justice Department out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland? None other than Rod Rosenstein. And what happened to that informant? The Department of Justice placed a gag order on him and threatened to lock him up if he ever spoke about it. How does 20% of the most strategic asset of the United States of America end up in Russian hands when the FBI has an informant, a mole providing inside information to the FBI and the criminal enterprise? Very soon after the sale was approved, $145 million in donations made their way into the Clinton Foundation from entities directly connected to the Uranium One deal. Guess who was still at the Internal Revenue Service working the charitable division? You guessed it. None other than Lois Lerner. Okay, that's all just another series of coincidences, right? Nothing to see here. Let's fast forward to 2015. Due to a series of tragic events in Benghazi, and after the nine investigations the House, Senate, and at the State Department. Trey Gowdy, who is running the 10th investigation as chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, discovers that Hillary ran the State Department on an unclassified, unauthorized, outlaw personal email server. He also discovered that none of those emails had been turned over when she departed her public service as Secretary of State, which was required by law. He also discovered that there was top secret information contained within her personally archived email. Sparing you the State Department cover-ups, the delay tactics that were employed, and the outright lies that were spewed forth from the necks of the Kerry State Department, we shall leave it like this. They did everything humanly possible to cover for Hillary. Now this is amazing. Guess who became FBI director in 2013? None other than James Comey, who secured 17 no-bid contracts for his employer, Lockheed Martin, with the State Department, and was rewarded with a $6 million thank you present when he departed his employer. It's amazing how those no-bids just sailed right through at the state, huh? Now he is the FBI director in charge of the Clinton email investigation. After, of course, his FBI investigates the Lois Lerner matter at the Internal Revenue Service and exonerates her. Nope, couldn't find any crimes there. And in April 2016, James Comey drafts an exoneration letter of Hillary Rodham Clinton, meaning the DOJ is handing out immunity deals like candy. They didn't even convene a grand jury. Like a lightning bolt of statistical impossibility, like a miracle from God himself, like the true gangsta Comey is, James steps out into the cameras of an awaiting press conference on July 8th of 2016 and exonerates the Hillary from any wrongdoing. Do you see the pattern? It goes on and on. Rosenstein becomes Assistant Attorney General. Comey gets fired based upon a letter by Rosenstein. Comey leaks government information to the press. Mueller is assigned to the Russian investigation sham by Rosenstein to provide cover for decades of malfeasance within the FBI and DOJ, and the story continues. FISA abuse, political espionage, pick a crime, any crime, chances are this group and a few others did it. All the same players, all compromised and conflicted, all working fervently to not go to jail themselves, all connected in one way or another to the Clintons. They are like battery acid. They corrode and corrupt everything they touch. How many lives have these two destroyed? As of this writing, the Clinton Foundation is in its 20-plus years of operation of being the largest international charity fraud in the history of mankind, and it has never been audited by the IRS. Let us not forget that Comey's brother works for DLA Piper, the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation's taxes. The person that is the common denominator to all the crimes above and still doing her evil escape legal maneuvers at the top of the three-letter U.S. agencies? Yep, that would be Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, who is Lisa Barsoomian? Let's learn a little about Mrs. Lisa H. Barsoomian's background. Lisa H. Barsoomian, an attorney that graduated from Georgetown Law, is a protege of James Comey and Robert Mueller. Barsoomian, with her boss, R. Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Lawrence also represented Robert Mueller three times, James Comey five times, Barack Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sebelius 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary Clinton 17 times. Between 1998 and 2017, Barsoomian herself represented the FBI at least five times. You may be saying to yourself, okay, who cares? Who cares about the work history of this Barsoomian woman? Well, apparently, someone does, because someone out there cares so much that they purged all Barsoomian court documents for her Clinton representation in the Hamburg v. Clinton 1998 and its appeal in 1999 from the D.C. District and Appeals Court dockets. Someone out there cares so much that even the Internet has been purged of all information pertaining to Barsoomian. Historically, this indicates that the individual is a protected CIA operative. Additionally, Lisa Barsoomian has specialized in opposing Freedom of Information Act requests on behalf of the intelligence community. Although Barsoomian has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. Office of the U.S. Attorney, her email address is lisabarsoomian@nih.gov. The NIH stands for National Institutes of Health. This is a tactic used by the CIA to protect an operative by using another government organization to shield their activities. It's a cover. So big deal, right? What does one more attorney with ties to the U.S. intelligence community really matter? It deals with Trump and his recent tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports, the border wall, DACA, everything coming out of California, the uniparty unrelenting opposition to President Trump, the Clapper leaks, the Comey leaks, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recusal and subsequent 14-month nap with occasional forays into the marijuana legalization mix, and last but not least, Mueller's never-ending investigation into collusion between the Trump team and the Russians. Why does Barsoomian merit any mention? Because she is Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's wife. Friends, I'll leave you with a couple of tweets from our president. This one on August 30th. Wow, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, is a Russian expert who is fluent in Russian. She worked for Fusion GPS, where she was paid a lot. Collusion. Bruce was a boss at the Department of Justice and is unbelievably still there. And in this tweet from August 30th, I just cannot state strongly enough how totally dishonest much of the media is. Truth doesn't matter to them. They only have their hatred and agenda. And we'll sum up this video, friends, with this tweet from the president on August 28th. Hillary Clinton's emails, many of which are classified information, got hacked by China. Next move better be by the FBI and DOJ. Or, after all of their other missteps, Comey, McCabe, Stroke, Page, Orr, FISA, Dirty Dossier, etc., their credibility will be forever gone. And friends, as you all know, their credibility is already gone, and the only ones standing up for the crooked deep state at this point are the mockingbirds at CNN, MSNBC, WAPO, New York Times, etc. For real news, 24/7, visit us at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and deep state lies. God bless.
Wow. I mean, if that doesn't tie some things together for you, you're not really paying attention. Let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some more stuff.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
It's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining. But why can't every day be just this good?
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It was a two-day wedding and a whole bridge to wear. You can see that the air is true. There was a man on the bed. And now the young and the children and the dance from the chapel bed. Still I see city go.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's the one they were doing the dance to, and John Travolta and Uma Thurman. What the hell is the name of that movie? I want to say Pulp Fiction. That was the twist dance, just in case you want to know. I'm trying to find executive order that Trump just signed. I'm trying to put my finger on it. It's funny how when you Google things anymore that everything comes up, hate Trump. Trump survival plans to, gotta have survival plans to survive Trump. Trump's bad. Trump this, Trump that, Trump that. And I can't even get the executive order to come up on the Google that he designated September as Survival and Preparedness Month. Isn't that interesting?
They wouldn't be monitoring anything, Google, no.
No, they wouldn't have changed the algorithms.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find that. Maybe somebody finds it for me. They can send me a link. I'm going to try to pull it up before the end of the show. But I find it very interesting in light of all the stuff that's going on that Trump is saying we all need to get prepared, for, hurricanes and floods and fires and no, nothing like that. There's nothing wrong. There's no problem in the financial world worldwide, is there?
No.
Everything's good. Hunky-dory. Yeah. Everything's good.
No problem.
Yeah.
You can just buy all kinds of things out there.
Well, you got Europe still falling apart. You got Venezuela. You got Wells Fargo.
Oh, do you think the fact that the American citizens are no longer subsidizing the defense budget for Europe is going to help
think that's
to,
a problem?
Accelerate it?
I got an article here. The bank that would not learn. Wells Fargo ramping up subprime mortgage-backed securities.
Wow.
It's been a month since they were ordered to pay a $2 billion fine for systemic fraud.
For the same thing.
Did you hear about that on the mainstream media, that they owed $2 billion like a month or so ago because of systemic fraud in their bank again?
Again.
I saw one blip, I think it was on CBS, that said Wells Fargo settles fraud allegations. That was it.
And it's probably because Trump opened an account there. So remember, the 2008, financial worldwide crisis, that started with mortgage-backed securities.
Yeah.
Now we get to do part two.
Well, there's a lot of people that are saying that part two is going to be the exact kind of same equation, but with commercial, retail commercial properties, that a lot of this has been mortgage-backed securities, but it's like strip malls and, shopping centers and things like that that are going to contagion out next.
Gregory Manorino says we've been, in the first financial crisis, we bailed out the big corporations. In the next financial crisis, we're going to be bailing out countries. And they're talking about bailing out. You can do it, but, when you flood the world with, of paper dollars backed by nothing.
Just print some more fiat currency.
Let's just keep printing.
Mm.
That's the answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
No problem.
I think we should model our country after Venezuela.
Apparently so does California.
Yeah.
California seems to think the same thing.
Yeah, we've got BNP Paribas, so which is another bank fine, $90 million. You had Wells Fargo. This is like last year was $248 million, a drop in the bucket.
Well, you know. Did you see this week that Bernie Sanders and his wife are under investigation from the FBI? See that on mainstream
news? Oh, yeah. No.
No. Apparently they're investigating on whether she lied on an application to get funding for college and whether Bernie legally used his influence as a senator to persuade that application and that loan to go through for his alma mater that his wife now is the head of.
A mere drop in the bucket of the corrosive corruption that envelops our world. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, now we've got a pretty good idea of how Hillary managed to hit Bernie in the head and said, shut up, take it in California, we're stealing the election. Here's your $6 million consolation prize.
Shut up or I send you to Bakersfield.
You're going to Bakersfield. Poor Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Can you see re-education? Unbelievable. And everything's fixed, right?
You can't re-educate somebody that couldn't get educated in the first place.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to re-educate stupid. It really is, but...
Well, it is. I've been having a discussion with a lot of friends and a lot of buddies, and a lot of us are coming to the same conclusion. You know, the longer that we try to debate and enlighten our quote-unquote liberal friends, the more it becomes very clear there's no talking, there's no debate, there's no discussion, there's no open forum, that it's a closed road. You're not getting through to them.
You have a roadblock to Bakersfield? It's true, though. I was talking to somebody this last week. It's like, I just feel like I'm beating my head on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they will not, facts are not something that really matters in my world.
No.
No, I don't need facts.
It could fall out of the sky, land on their face and start wiggling, and they would deny it.
Yeah.
It's a phantom itch. It's
the phantom itch?
Yeah.
It sounds like a superhero. I'm the phantom itch. This is my sidekick, the tick. I mean, I just don't know what to say anymore. I mean, I really don't.
There's nothing to be said.
You know, you can't. I mean, I think this whole thing's being propped up till the elections. I mean, I'm going to try to find this executive order.
I'm looking. I haven't found it yet.
It's funny how that's just not on Google at all. And I think he signed it like yesterday or the day before or something.
No, they don't want you to know about that.
Okay, so I just want to verify that. I don't want to pass out any bad or information. I want to make sure that that's true. Because who knows? I mean, gosh darn, we're just, you know, overwhelmed with truth these days, aren't we?
Swimming in it.
That's right. We're swimming in it.
Yeah.
We're swimming in truth again. Something. We're swimming in something. I'm not sure it's truth. I mean, I think once
it depends on where you're going.
Once it gets up past the waiters, it kind of feels gushy and cool.
are you looking for the one about you signed an executive order on retirement savings?
Nope.
No. I get that, and there is, you know, on the family and all that, but I can't find one about being prepared yet.
He designated Survival and Preparedness Month, and I don't know all of the details. That's why I wanted to pull it up. But I guess we're going to go to the top of the hour of the break. Maybe it'll give us a little time to get some stuff going. And
Let me
get into the National Archives.
We will stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Thank you. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Keep the government running and confirm Brett Kavanaugh as the next Supreme Court justice. Those are the big issues that Republican leaders in Congress hope to accomplish as lawmakers look to wrap up their work and head home to campaign for the November elections. A judge says the trial of a man accused of driving into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally last summer will stay in Charlottesville, Virginia, at least for now.
The Daily Progress reports Judge Richard Moore agreed to take a motion to change the venue for James Fields' trial on first-degree murder and other charges under advisement, but he says he believes an impartial jury can be selected. Attorney Denise Lunsford had requested that Fields' November trial either be moved or that jurors be brought in from another area. She cited publicity about the case, community prejudice, and the effect of the events on Charlottesville residents. Fields faces up to life in prison on the state-level charges. He also faces federal hate crime charges. Keith Peters, Washington.
Britain's prime minister renews her fight against a second referendum on Brexit.
Theresa May wrote in the Sunday Telegraph that it would be a gross betrayal of our democracy to have another vote. She said millions came out to have their say in the June 2016 vote that set Brexit in motion. Her embattled government has faced increasingly strident calls for another vote once the terms of Britain's future relations with the EU are known. The Prime Minister used a column to defend her Chequers proposal that would maintain some ties with the EU and said she won't be pushed around by EU negotiations. Britain is expected to leave the EU in March and enter a transition phase. Zaria Shakili, London.
John McCain is about to be laid to rest next to his best friend at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland at this hour. The private burial next to Admiral Chuck Larson from McCain's class of 1958. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List, and more to promote conservative change. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations at no extra cost to you. Support conservative causes that you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and for your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry and join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Make the switch today by visiting or calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Egypt's presidency has ratified a controversial legislation imposing regulations on social media. It says it's about cracking down on fake news.
The law, published in the country's official gazette Saturday, places social media accounts with over 5,000 followers under the supervision of the top media authority, which can block them if found to be disseminating false news. In August, the president ratified an anti-cybercrime law empowering authorities to order the blocking of websites that publish content considered a threat to national security. Egypt has regularly jailed journalists as part of a crackdown on dissent since the 2013 military overthrow of an elected but divisive Islamic president. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
At least six people killed, including two children, after a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden vehicle outside of district headquarters in Somalia's capital today. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The online career network LinkedIn says it's working with law enforcement after finding fake profiles that appear to come from China.
LinkedIn says it suspects Chinese espionage activities behind the targeting of some of its users. Earlier this month, it says it found fake profiles and accounts being misused to connect with LinkedIn members who work at political organizations. This week, it says it believes this is the work of nation-state actors. An official with the National Counterintelligence and Security Center tells Reuters the government told LinkedIn this was China's effort to recruit possible spies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today is Sunday, September the 2nd, and a birthday for some famous people, including former Senator Alan Stimson. The Wyoming Republican is 87 years old. Former U.S. Olympic Committee Chairman Peter Ueberroth, 81. Pro Football Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw, 70. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That's all, folks. Yeah, we are Americans.
Yes, we are.
As opposed to, I don't know, progressive communists? Californians? I don't know. Okay,
I'm not sure what you would really define California's current system of. It's not really a true socialism.
It's kind of a hybrid between an insane asylum and a Marxist dictatorship.
Yeah.
And a Politburo in Russia.
Yeah.
I know you're going to try to say something about Bakersfield. But
It's a weird hybrid of this oligarchy and and socialism at the same time.
Okay, we ran it down. There's actually a presidential proclamation on National Preparedness Month. I got this at thewhitehouse.gov. Thanks for looking into it there, Robert Exter. I see what you posted. I got that already, but I wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth.
We already had it.
Yeah. And basically, this is whitehouse.gov, a presidential action. So it's not a executive order. It's just a proclamation by the president as, on National Preparedness Month for 2018. He says, it's time to focus our attention on the importance of preparing our families, homes, businesses, communities for disasters that threaten our lives, property, and homeland. What could possibly be threatening our lives, property, and homeland all at the same time? I don't know. During this time, we honor the brave men and women who selflessly respond to crisis and disasters, rendering our aid to those in need. These first responders who work tirelessly to safeguard our nation and to protect our citizens deserve our utmost gratitude and appreciation. Abso-freaking-lutely. And looking around at what happened here with the fires and everything, absolutely. We've had wildfires, fire-nados. I think that's a new one now.
Yeah.
Tornadoes, floods, volcanic eruptions, other multiple national disasters, hurricanes, lightning, floods, cats
There's
and dogs.
There's a lot going on.
Living together in sin. I mean, it's been, this year has been unbelievable.
Just getting started.
It's like we got 4 months to go. I just went out alive.
Shh. Wait till November hits.
Shh. Yeah, wait till the rains hit. And Whiskey Town is going to look like a sinkhole. It really is. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's just terrible because that was a beautiful lake.
Did you hear that they've made the decision to permanently abandon the Need Camp?
Yeah, I did see that.
That's disappointing. Evidently, the rocks up above are so bare. As soon as it starts raining, he said the rocks are going to just roll right down on the houses.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Excuse me. Yes, it is. Anyway, tragedies are a somber reminder of. That preparedness is a shared responsibility, and it's critical to maintain readiness. How long have I been talking about this?
As long as I've known you.
Yeah. You have to get prepared, even if it's nothing on the scale of a worldwide economic meltdown.
Yeah. I mean, just even the fire that we just went through should kinda really impress upon you, you need to be prepared.
Right.
It can be that fast.
It should be something that
should be a part of your makeup.
I mean, all Americans can prepare for potential disasters by developing and practicing a family emergency response plan, assembling a disaster supply kit, signing up for alerts on mobile devices, setting aside emergency savings, and maintaining adequate insurance policies for their homes and businesses. The Federal Emergency Management Agency Ready Campaign outlined other important steps that you can best prepare for a major disaster. This month, he's encouraging all Americans to take the opportunity to ensure that they have an emergency response plan in place and be ready to properly execute it. So,
at the least, have some food ready and a way to defend yourself on hand.
So, well, yeah, because the fire should have been a good, you know, setting the stage that everybody was trying to get out. Mm-hmm. And I've said from the very beginning, I've been in large fires, that if everybody decides to leave at the same time, you're not going anywhere. So you need to be able to at least have food and water and protect yourself.
This is where I thought it was an executive order, because I caught a little bit of a, you know, glimpse of a sound bite. And it says, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim September 2018 as National Preparedness Month. He encourages all Americans, including federal, state, and local officials, to take action to be prepared for disasters or emergencies by making and practicing their emergency response plans. And so that was signed by Donald Trump.
But I think he also put it in 17, didn't he, Ashley? Didn't we see that on there, that it was actually done in 17, too, at the end of August?
There, I believe the month was declared in August 30th, 2017, that September would be National Preparedness Month.
He's just reinforcing that, evidently, with this proclamation.
Year, yes.
So anyway, that's the deal. It's not an executive order. But I wanted to bring it to light, because in light of everything that's been going on, I think it's a smart thing to probably be thinking about for you, your family, and your loved ones, to actually be taking care of some, you know, preparation aspects of your life, so that if there is something that comes down the pipe, you're not completely unready for it. And so with that, you know, we can move on to something else. But I don't know, there's I got to go back to Mueller. I mean, you know, that big connect the dots video that we just listened to a little while ago, you know, inside that, you know, dirty, you know, here's another headline, dirty, never forget, dirty cop Mueller gave Tony Podesta immunity to testify against Manafort after committing the exact same crime. Now, you think about that for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
especially knowing what we know about Tony Podesta.
Yeah, that kind of leads us into, we might be doing a new segment every week called the Pedophile of the Week as opposed to the Pet of the Week. Because when you look at Tony Podesta, you know, and John Podesta.
Oh, just because they got a penchant for Jeffrey Dahmer artwork.
Weren't they the ones involved in the Pizzagate thing?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That never got investigated really very much either. And they all got immunity. And
yeah.
Yeah, nothing to see here. You know, You know, the Fantasy Island, Jeffrey Epstein, there's just nothing there.
But, you know, when you've got the Pope as a house guest for your birthday party.
Let's look at that. I mean, the Pope's, they're asking for him to you know, withdraw from being his popedism because you know, he was covering up evidently He knew all the guys that they're covering up for all the pedophiles. So that was, I think, our Pedophile of the Week last week.
We're talking thousands of them in the Catholic Church.
And they just... Now, I'm not trying to disparage Catholics. I think there's a lot of good people that are Catholics. But when you have that kind of a hierarchy in your church,
mm-hmm.
if you're not rethinking some things a little bit, I think you're... I don't know.
Yeah. So let's talk about the church that, you know, during the Inquisition burned women for the ability to read because that made them a witch, but we'll cover for thousands of pedophiles.
I have nothing
to say. There might be a problem there.
All right.
Look at all the people that are following that.
Every time I hear witch, I think of Hillary Clinton, so.
I think of,
I'm pretty sure
her.
She's in charge of the witches.
I don't know.
No, Nancy's up there pretty good, so.
Yeah, but so let's go to a break. And
if you want to.
I always figured Nancy's like one of the head flying monkey.
Oh, well. Okay.
Fly, my pretties, fly!
Yeah. You know,
I'm not sure which.
There's the one head monkey in the little bellhop outfit.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I always figured
that being Nancy.
You don't want to be saying anything about monkeys this week, because you could be branded
oh,
a racist.
Oh, God. Orangutan, monkey, ape, chimp. Come at me. I don't care.
All right. If you want to
prefer baboon.
Call in the number here. It's 530-605-4567.
Congress.
Yeah,
yes.
I heard that.
This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Never stops here at Sovereign Mind Radio. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we roll. So, who do you know? What do you know? What do you say?
Oh, well, how about the fact, you know, this judge that let these nut jobs in New Mexico go?
And then the FBI rearrested them.
The FBI has arrested them. They're actually doing
their job. Yeah, I know. Crazy. You know, crazy.
But why weren't they properly?
That set them free.
I had her. We had her information up last week.
But wasn't it because they didn't do something timely? The sheriff?
Yeah, he was supposed to have done something timely, so I'm not sure if I'm going to pin it on the judge because the judge might have actually been following the law.
Yeah,
so there's a rule of law issue always, and I mean, those technicalities fly both ways, so you got to be careful. But
I think it was something about they didn't charge him or something within a timely manner. But it was something.
There was some paperwork that they say that was supposed to be turned in, but the last that I saw, they said that they had submitted it to the court, and apparently claiming the court lost it. So,
but either way, it's kind of scary that they're not doing their job right or whatever with people like that.
With something as serious as...
Exactly.
You know, we're talking about people that are abusing children.
Killing children.
Killing children.
Yeah.
Training them to go and to murder children.
Yeah. That's what, and there's a problem here?
Yeah.
You know, out in the middle of New Mexico... In a compound.
And you're not going to take it serious when you're going in, whoever's going in. You know what I mean?
And they're Muslims.
And the response is to either let them go or to not properly file the paperwork, whichever it was, immediately after the first thing you do is bulldoze the evidence.
What a bunch of baboons.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Let's get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And who gave you that authority to do?
If I call a white cop a baboon... Am I racist still? That's a tough one, isn't it? It's got to make a call here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you saying if you personally or somebody else calls them?
You call the baboon a big ape. What then?
I don't know. What if you call him a Valerie Jarrett?
Call him a Valerie Jarrett. Them's fighting words.
A wicked witch.
Oh, God. I mean, nobody ever talks about her, you know? I wonder why. Jeez, nobody's ever charged. You know, here's a headline.
Yeah, but she's been very quiet lately, so what the hell is she up to?
She's the smart one. She's trying to slink off into the bushes.
Is she slithering to the bushes?
Yeah, the slithery D. That's it. Yeah, I heard of the slithery D. She crawled out of the sea. But here's a headline that we missed this last week. Antifa beats Bernie Sanders supporter who thought that he was a Nazi because he held an American flag. So we got the left beating the left because, gee, the guy had an American flag. He's got to be a Nazi. I wonder why the news media...
That's interesting, the left beating the left.
How is that not a hate crime?
Because they're both leftists.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that.
They can't scream
racist. Because nothing makes any sense anymore. I mean, that's the real deal. Because when you just get rid of the meanings of words, and you just randomly just throw sentences together that...
Or you change the meanings of the word?
That's right. That was Orwell's big thing. Yeah. You know, left is right. Right is left. And bad is good and good is evil. And
well, they hate you. That's the whole point that a lot of people...
Well, hate you. I don't think that's something that's just...
But it's not... They don't hate you because of your ideology. They don't hate you because of their ideology. They hate you because of who you are and what you represent to them. Their entire ideology was created out of jealousy, hate, spite. The hate created the ideology. The ideology didn't create the hate.
Yeah, because all this other stuff is a bunch of bull.
The hate came first.
Crap.
And she gives him a look.
And it may seem subtle, but I think it's an important distinction to understand that the hate created the ideology.
See, because they don't care about helping illegal aliens. They don't care about protecting
about
the poor.
Really.
If they cared about illegal aliens, they'd want to find a way to make them citizens, not a way to continue to keep them illegal aliens.
And why do they hate Trump so much? Because he's not playing ball with the establishment? Or is it because he's orange and has yellow hair?
Would that make them biased against the color orange?
I think it does.
Yeah.
You know, I hate green. I freaking hate green. You know, and blue, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're purple, that's, I mean,
Yeah, right on.
You should be dead.
Yeah. It's just, it is literally that insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And that was sort of what I was trying to illustrate, is it?
Yes.
It's complete stupidity.
But when you want to get to the fundamental understanding of it and why there's no communication, there's no swaying them, there's no communicating, there's no movement anywhere, it's because the hate has created the ideology. You don't combat the ideology, you have to combat the hate, which you can't.
No, because you should be dead. You like purple.
Mm-hmm. They hate you, so they want to come up with a way to get rid of you. They're coming up with justification to get rid of you.
Yeah, that's exactly
the
right.
The danger is not the ideology.
But what they say they hate, they really what they say they hate, they're really embracing. They say they hate, except we hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like there are no absolutes. So really, is that absolute?
don't use logic. It's like kryptonite.
Yeah. So with that said,
can't be logical.
I have another. Here's another one. You know, the doublespeak, the Orwellian garbage that spews forth from the powers that be. Mm-hmm. Facebook has a trustworthy rating for you users, but they don't want to tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm. And the problem being, I mean, come on now.
I want to know what my trustworthy rating is.
Think about that for a second. We have a trustworthy rating, but we're not going to reveal anybody's rating because we don't trust you.
I wonder if my trustworthy rating just says heretic. That'd be cool. I'm okay with that.
They probably have a picture with you know, trustworthiness, and a picture of a Scottish Highlander with a claymore and paint. So, users receive a rating that determines if they have a good or a bad reputation. But the score is hidden from view for now. Facebook confirmed that it tracks user behavior across its site and uses that data to assign a rating. This gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this for a second. It says the data is in place to identify malicious actors. Okay, you can throw F-bombs around, you can say anything, but if you said, hey, I like Trump, and you have a platform, you're malicious.
Malicious.
And you don't think Google and them aren't doing the same thing?
You can't be trusted, you.
Well, my question is isn't there something that went on where, you know, social media and stuff like that is now accessible to law enforcement? So does my malicious rating pop up if law enforcement runs who I am? You know,
probably.
How bad I am, a danger to society, according to Zuckerman?
I've said that always. Yeah. So,
well, my question is, Google wants to tell me that they're not doing the same thing.
Do you think?
Yeah.
The algorithms, okay, so this says, and that is a process. This process is put in place to prevent people from flagging mainstream news as fake. What?
We must protect the propaganda.
First, we tell you what to think, and then we show you how to feel.
I bet my trustworthy rating just says Bakersfield.
Bakersfield. We have 1 to 10, and then Bakersfield.
Well,
you sure it's not Barstow?
There's even tremors at these institutions like Facebook. One of the things that wasn't on mainstream media, there was a letter presented to Mark Zuckerberg by 100 of his top senior executives and people protesting the targeting of conservatives and the way that they're manipulating Facebook. His own people have told him, knock it off or we're walking.
Wow. Now, this goes on. There's more. And there's more. Okay? It appears that Facebook is trying to imitate communist China.
What?
No.
Which has a social core system that analyzes individual behavior to determine if they qualify for loans or travel on public transportation. So, in China, they have free of speech because if you post something that the Politburo or the
you get on the train. Put you on the train.
That's right. The head yeehaws don't like you. You no longer ride train to Bakersfield. You walk.
You walk to Barstow.
Yeah. First, you get on train. We drop you off in nowhere.
So what you're telling me is the problem is I'm on the Zuckerman list.
Yeah, you're on the...
the Zuckerman list. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're on the...
all of us are probably on some kind of list now because, you know...
I figure if you're not on the list, you ain't doing it right.
You're on the Zuckerman special to nowhere. It's like, you know, the train to nowhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not the bullet train to nowhere, but...
Yeah, we have bullet train for you. It's not called the bullet train for nothing.
Yeah. That's not a bullet train. Oh, yes, it is.
First,
you just wait and see.
We kill moose and squirrel.
What's the engine called? The Orient Express.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's the Bullet Train Express, Magnum. Hollow Point Express. Hey. You know, I don't know what to say. Let's go to a break because we can and we need to.
And we're going to. If you want to call in and there's something you want to discuss, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at makerfairshasta.com or visit shastacounty.makerfair.com.
Would you trade everything you have for the rest of your life to just say you had a chance of freedom?
Well, see, that's the funny thing.
I forgot playing this whole speech.
Playing this song, you know, the mainstream media now is pushing that Trump has announced he's taking a visit to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to make it out that Ireland doesn't want him and keep him out. And nobody in Ireland wants him here.
He's going to drive all the corruption from the land like St. Patrick. Drove the snakes out of the, I don't know, the swamp. I don't know. Good grief.
I believe we had got a caller on the line. We have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Hey, speaking of Ireland, do you suppose we're sending them any foreign aid?
I don't know.
You know, it might be a good time to take it back. They don't want our president.
Well, I don't think it's them.
Well, let's see what actually happens when he lands in Ireland, because I remember, you know, England didn't want Trump there either, and they showed the, you know, 100 people protesting him, but they didn't show the thousands there that were cheering
because,
him on.
Because the media twists everything. I mean, it's like, if you believe the media, Trump didn't have a chance in hell from winning in the first election there, and because, you know, I've seen some of these idiots on the mainstream, well, he's got 20% chance, and it's 80% Hillary. Yeah, right. Okay, that's, you know, truthful polls. But you can't believe anything these guys tell you, that they might be embracing him in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, that earlier caller was talking about the California going to go 100% clean energy by 2045.
Right.
Kevin DeLeon proposed that bill.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Total sense.
The dumbest man in California.
Yeah, and another one.
Is he the attorney general who's not an attorney?
All right, I've got a question for everybody. Coming up in November, do you vote for Dianne Feinstein or Kevin DeLeon?
Well, I think you vote for Dianne because they don't want her. They want Kevin. They can mold Kevin. Even Trump and them would rather have Kevin because he's a dummy.
Well, I don't know. I'm almost tempted to vote for DeLeon and let him have the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, you know, you've got a point there. I don't know. You know, that Chinese spy deal, that was just a trumped-up story to get Kevin DeLeon a bunch of votes, in my opinion.
And that was a play on words, trumped up.
Don't tease me. Hey, another one of Kevin DeLeon's bills that I don't think... Oh, the Fed said no. It was called SALT, Sales and Local Taxes. The federal income tax code said they can only deduct, what, $10,000 worth of local taxes?
Correct.
Okay, so DeLeon came up with a plan that anything over $10,000 would be...
A charitable deduction.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wish they'd have gone for that, because who's going to make you do a charitable deduction?
And you're going to donate to the state of California for charity speaking?
There you go. I mean, how stupid is that bill, and how much time did that take?
Oh, I bet every liberal in the country is going to be throwing their hard-earned money at Kevin DeLeon.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
you know, at least Dianne, well, I think Chris mentioned that she would wear a flag or stick up for a flag.
Yeah. Well, you know, what they'll do is they'll make it mandatory, just like the, you know, it's like, let me think about this for a second. A charitable contribution indicates that it's given freely and willingly.
There you go.
If it's forced from you, that's no longer a contribution to charity. It's extortion because you no longer are giving it freely.
You're
and
just
this is
a
what
racist.
We're going to have for a senator. He comes up with that logic.
Yeah.
You know, if I was, I don't know whether it's fortunate enough or not to be paying that much taxes, and they said after $10,000 was a charitable contribution, my favorite charity's me. I wouldn't be giving it to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could probably label this the Khrushchev Act or something, you know.
Anyway, I stumbled on another website.
Okay.
I don't know if you found it. It's called Forbidden Knowledge.
I've heard of that one. I haven't really been on it much.
Yeah, I just got on it the other day, and there's a gal on there. Have you ever heard of Lynette Zeng?
Yes, I listened to her full presentation day before yesterday, and I think she's spot on what she's saying.
The one with the charts?
Yeah.
Yep, I just listened to it this morning.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I think she's totally spot on. I think she knows exactly what she's talking about. And she's basically saying that you better get ready and use September for survival and preparedness month because there's a financial crisis coming down the pipe. And looking at all the charts, it's pretty compelling evidence that that's exactly what's going to happen because most of the stuff that she showed happened exactly only one time before or the 1929 crash.
And I Googled her, and she's got quite a bit of stuff on the Internet.
Yeah, she's been around for quite a while, and she's got some credentials to back it, too. She's not a dummy.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And this site, it's got some stuff that's out there, but it's got some stuff that's really interesting. I clicked on Venezuela, and there's a gal in there that makes a good argument that we were implicated in causing Venezuela's crash.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at anything anymore, but... you know, because truth is just a commodity that's hard to come by these days.
Because capitalism was responsible for Venezuela's woes.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably it. Yeah, that's it. Because capitalism steals all the money from the rich and the middle class and gives it to the poor, except that they usually run out of it and then everybody becomes equally poor.
You know, a friend of mine up at MacArthur called and told me that they had to shut down the bumper cars a couple hours early last night because Terry and Wynn had overheated them.
I believe it. It's probably depends on who, you know.
They got on there and wouldn't get off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I mean, I was just looking at, three reasons that socialism doesn't work. You know, this is from Liz Wheeler, you know. And I'll tell you, I don't have a life. I'm listening to this crap constantly, you know. I mean, everybody thinks I'm strange. I'm constantly got videos going and looking for information. But
here's a good one. The new In-N-Out Republican-style meal. It's a... huge wall of meat with an extra large order of Patriot fries smothered in a red wave of ketchup, washed down with a couple of liberal tears, complete with a 24-pack of American-made plastic straws.
I like
all
it.
All right. And does it have the ammo box with
hey,
it?
You know, that's a good
does
idea.
That one have an ammo box that says survival and preparedness?
That's a good one. What we should do is we should just get a big cup of, like, the big gulp, and instead of having one straw hole in it, have like 10 straw holes in it going around the edge, so like there's 10 straws for each cup. Because then you could actually be prosecuted if you gave that out to San Francisco for each straw.
Do I get a separate charge for each straw?
Yeah, that's all how right. it works. But Liz Wheeler, you know, she concluded that under socialism that the state takes all the money from the rich and the middle class. Eventually it runs out. Of people to tax, and it becomes...
Welcome to California.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're thinking of more ways to tax us down there in the state of California. And of course, everybody. You know, here's the real deal. You know, you better be careful where you're sticking your money. I mean, if you got all your money sitting out there in front of everything, if you got a job, man, you're in serfdom. That's
it
the truth.
It can be, yeah.
That's the truth, because that's why they want you in a job. You know, it used to be the business of America was business, and that's all. Nobody had jobs unless you were indentured servants. Everybody owned their own business.
Yes, they did.
That's why, because mind your own business. That's where the saying comes from. Not minding someone else's business. Start your own business, even if you have a job, because then you can actually write everything off at the... You know,
so you know what's going on with your money and...
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, concept.
I know, what a concept. And actually, there was no income tax back then either, so they didn't pay any income tax, so they kept everything they made until 1913 when we got Woodrow Wilson, Mr. Commie Red, progressive bankster.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to pay them down so they can get their free phones and everything.
Who recanted on his bedside that said he sold out his country.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And you can look that one up. So anyway, I don't know. Here's another one. I love this headline. Shows Hillary Clinton. Former Clinton pollster says Hillary broke campaign finance laws, not Trump.
Really?
Wait a minute.
I know. Mark Penn, the former pollster of both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, has opened up an op-ed in The Hill Wednesday in which he argues that Michael Cohen pleaded guilty shows the double standard the prosecutors have to apply unfairly to Donald Trump. Now, this is their poster for, you know, it's like, how much evidence do you need?
He's still alive?
The pollster?
Yeah. Yeah, the pollster. I'm just asking. I'm not looking at the article. I'm just wondering if he's still alive.
I thought that was a rhetorical question. I think everybody should do themselves a favor and go to usdebtclock.com.
Yeah, there's some interesting numbers
there. There are some interesting numbers on there. You know, we got $21 trillion in debt, debt per citizen, $176,000. But that's, you know, that's a drop in the bucket because, you know, when you look at the unfunded liabilities, it's $114,000. And they didn't get on the chart. Evidently, the $21,000 that Mark Skidmore up there, I think it's Michigan University, if I'm correct, says that when he examined the federal accounting records that they
didn't balance.
No, they lost $20 trillion.
So you didn't balance, but that's not a big deal.
So looking at this debt clock, unfunded liabilities, everything, we got $940,000 that's owed per taxpayer in the United States. No problem here.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, and then we are our gross debt to GDP ratio is 100, and it's going up every day. As last time we looked, it was 103. It's 104.66 today. So it's climbing.
That's bad, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like bankruptcy.
Our debt to growth ratio is
it's
upside
down. Kind of like bankruptcy. Let's go to our last break, and then we'll come back with this debt clock stuff, and we'll give you a little.
So if you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
like Raising Hell.
Yeah.
Like part of my makeup. It's part of my personality.
It's a genetic disorder.
It's a genetic disorder. I have
Raising Hell. He's got a disorder. I'm not sure if that's the one. No, I'm just saying.
Instead of Trump derangement syndrome, I got Raising Hell disorder. Oh, boy. So we have a couple of announcements. Tea party?
No Reading Patriots tomorrow night on Monday.
Okay. And?
Jeanette Finnicum will be there on September 10th.
Mm-hmm. There you have it.
And then at the end of the month is our Missing in America Project dinner coming up.
Oh, there you have
it. So if you want tickets, give me a call at 221-0101. That's a nice prime rib dinner.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And we want to issue a congratulations to Patrick Jones and his new bride on their
wedding. Yes.
Yeah, that was a nice little wedding yesterday that we went to.
It was a little hot, but yeah.
Hey.
Hey, we were cooking.
I think it got hotter after we left.
but congratulations to a couple of true champions of the people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're really
wonderful
happy
people.
For you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great, yeah.
So, going back to our national debt clock, I highly recommend that everybody go to U.S. Debt Clock. That's USDEBTCLOCK.org. U.S. Debt.
For those of you of a sensitive position, make sure you're taking your Xanax first.
It's very interesting. I find a couple of things very interesting on here. One was the dollar to silver ratio.
Hmm.
Right now, there's $599 for every ounce in existence. Now, back in 1913, there was $2.64 per ounce. I find that fascinating.
Strange.
Yeah, and
what could it possibly mean?
I don't know. I mean, typically in a hyperinflation, everything revalues to the amount of dollars that are in existence, but I'm just guessing.
So I can only get, like, what, 14 or 15 bucks for an ounce of silver right now?
Yeah.
Even though there's almost $600 to every ounce of silver.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
How do you, is that common core math?
Yeah, it could be.
Enron now?
It could be. It could be. Here's another interesting little stat, and then we'll get to our caller. Right now, in the U.S. works, we have 328 million people in the United States population. The workforce is at 155 million and something. So the official unemployment rate is 6 million something. But right underneath that, there's a stat of the actual unemployment, which I find very interesting. So there's the official unemployment,
and
but
the actual
unemployment is twice as much as the official unemployment at 12 million something. So, yeah.
So is that actual population?
No, that's
get reported.
Yeah.
Is that official?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
I'm just saying.
A mystery.
It's a that's right. It's kind
not that it would make any difference.
But you're not on the trustworthy list of Facebook, are you?
No, I'm not on the Zuckerberg list.
You're not a Zuckerberg sucker.
Not that list, anyway.
Sounds like a bad country song. On the train to Bakersfield.
I'm on the bullet train to nowhere in Bakersfield. That's right.
All right. And with that?
And it's a hard.
Well, go to our caller. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, the Chamber of Commerce of Bakersfield should be giving you some tip money for...
Except they don't have any.
It was okay. We already took all money from everyone.
Maybe they'll compensate in barter with fruit. I don't know, but what's left of it?
That's right.
Hey, I was just going to follow up with the proclamation reminder from President Trump on this whole, you know, disaster awareness. And obviously we went through. My new post right now is in Shasta Lake. That's where I've just moved. And all afternoon it was nothing but... planes and jets flying over and over and over. So here's some buzzwords and a referral site. Her name is Deborah Tavares. I've mentioned her before. And she's got a website, stopthecrime.net. She has two fairly new YouTube videos, and it's about the resilient city. Check to see if you've been labeled each town as a climate action plan, because some of these rebuilds did not happen in Sonoma. Napa fires because they were finding ancient relics, not so different from the Lavoie-Finicum issue, too, when they couldn't touch the land, a BLM
right.
kind of thing. So, again, everyone that's got a rebuild situation, slow down, double-check PG&E and their connection with the Rothschilds, and if you have benzene in your soil. And just FYI, she has one called Coastlines Under Attack from surges artificially created. So coastals everywhere, it's either going to be a flood or a quake or some other frequency tampering, I guess I'll call it. So her one video is 32 minutes long on plan to burn up Northern California disclosed. I really am concerned for her safety. She's had to duck out for many times because of the data and information that she shares. So just putting it out there, Del Mar, close to the ocean, I think the cheapest property is about $1 million, up to $20 million. Well, they're in the they're in a city that they're going to have to start to disassemble.
No bubble there.
Oh my God.
Hey, you don't need a house when you can just go sleep on the beach.
Everything you're doing, and yes, we're all burning the midnight oil and then some to find all this news, and Nick is one of them as well. So.
Yep, there you go.
All right, you guys, take care.
All right,
thanks.
Lori.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like this, you know. I mean, I'm looking at a headline here. Sweden, the left is furious when just before the elections, public television admits that the migrant are committing the majority of the rapes. I mean,
how dare you?
How dare you tell everybody the truth right before elections?
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, it says
is that quite literally Stockholm syndrome?
You know, your wittiness never ends, does it?
I'm just saying.
Make it stop. But the truth is that it's ridiculous. It's crazy. You know, so you don't want everybody to know before elections? Yeah, you're just a racist because you stick up for truth?
Well, it's starting to contagion out in Europe also, you know, not only
Germany?
In Germany, there's some serious protests that are building. They're getting tired of it.
Oh, let's just import a bunch of Muslim guys who think that goats and sheep are, you know, love interests, and, you know, bring them into the country willy-nilly.
Don't forget that the Muslims invented the first sheepskin condom. But it was a European to figure out to take it out of the sheep first.
Wow.
That's almost summer right
now,
isn't it? Wow. But the real deal is that these guys are screwed up in the head.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you think there's some mental deficiency going on here?
I don't know. The inbreeding, something.
Something deeply wrong.
I don't know. Philosophy, maybe? Culturalism?
I would go with the cultural influence. It's culturally defunct, but as my anthropology professor was fond of telling me, I'm just ethnocentric.
It's like, oh, you don't believe in what we believe? We rape you now. What?
Well, that's what they tried teaching me in college, that all cultures are morally equivalent. We just can't understand the differences because we didn't come from that culture.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's, what a steamy pile.
That's deep, dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me think about that for a second. So all cultures are morally equal.
We just don't understand the other.
Ow, my head hurts now.
Yeah.
So if my culture has come from Transylvania in the 16th century when Vlad the Impaler is in charge, that's the moral equivalent to the Dalai Lama's culture in...
Of peace and love amongst all people?
In Shangri-La.
Yeah. It's morally relevant. It's morally equivalent.
Wow.
You don't understand it because... Your morals are based in the culture that you were raised in.
Look the other way while they're impaling you.
Yeah.
Hmm. You racist pig.
Ethnocentric. Ethnocentric.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you know, black is white. White is black. Good is evil. And, there you have it.
Hey, we're at the end.
We're at the end. Okay, well, government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. We saved Willie for the end because we still don't want to forget about Lavoie-Finicum. And Janet, his wife, his widow, will be
At here, the here. Ready Patriots yeah. on the 10th.
On the 10th. Yep. So there you have it. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth, not lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
There you have it.
My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves, and they're slow moving.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.